WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you were watching the weather news over the weekend, you may have seen reference to Super Typhoon Megi, which at the time was poised to move across the northern portion of the Philippines. Like hurricanes in the Atlantic, tropical systems in the northwestern Pacific are classified based primarily on wind speed from the storm. In fact, systems all around the globe are classified that way. Now, in the northwest Pacific, systems with less than 33 knots are considered depressions. Once a storm acquires wind speeds over 33 knots, but less than 48 knots, it is considered a tropical storm. From 48 knots to 63 knots, the system is described as a severe tropical storm. Now, once a tropical system achieves 64 knots or higher, it is considered a typhoon. Now, super typhoon is a term utilized by the U.S. Joint Typhoon Warning Center for typhoons that reach a maximum sustained 1 minute surface wind speed of at least 130 knots. That's 150 miles an hour or higher. This is the equivalent of a strong Saffir-Simpson Category 4 or Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic Basin. The U.S. Joint Typhoon Warning Center is located in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and a joint venture of the United States Navy and the United States Air Force. Their area of responsibility includes the Northwest Pacific Ocean, the South Pacific Ocean, and the Indian Ocean. Your questions about the weather can find answers. Just drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.